Anger and dismay have erupted this week here and internationally after we saw children, mostly Indigenous, tear-gassed, pummeled, intimidated and shackled in the Northern Territory's Dondale Detention Centre. The image of Dylan Voller, strapped and hooded in a mechanical chair, has gone around the world. And so now we have a Royal Commission into Abuse in the Northern Territory Juvenile Justice System with the details fleshed out by the Prime Minister yesterday after a Cabinet meeting. It'll be headed by former NT Chief Justice Brian Martin. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder told RN Drive that while he thought the government could have consulted more widely, particularly with Indigenous people, on the terms of reference, he's happy with the result.
Look, I think they could have taken some advice, but I'm pretty pleased with what I'm seeing. You know, I don't want to labour the point that if we're sort of happy with what we've got, why go back and argue about the process and getting there?
Mick Gooder there. Well, the Northern Land Council CEO, Joe Morrison, has been less conciliatory. Speaking to RN Breakfast earlier, he said he was upset by the lack of consultation and that there was, quote, a shortfall in the terms of reference for the Royal Commission. He also slammed the NT Legislative Assembly members who supported the introduction of restraint chairs in juvenile detention centres.
All of those MLAs that voted in favour of bringing in those mechanical chairs should hold their head in shame. I mean, these are people who are elected by the Northern Territory population to do the best thing for that population, and they obviously aren't doing that. And I think for those four MLAs, Indigenous MLAs in the Northern Territory Legislative Assembly, to vote in favour of these mechanical chairs to be brought in is just an absolutely dark part of the Northern Territory's history now. And I hope that those MLAs, all of them, think about what they've done here, because what they've done is contribute to a society that now has a very dark history.
Well, and for the record, the majority of the people who voted for it, of the 13 who voted for it, were non-Indigenous. There were all of the Country Liberal Party, CLP MLAs voted for it, plus two independents voted for it. So for the record, four of the 13 were Indigenous. And of course, the rest were non-Indigenous. Let's move on to the Royal Commission. What's your response to the details the Prime Minister and the Attorney-General have announced for the Royal Commission? Because it seems to harbour the possibility of reaching wider than just the NT, which so many people wanted.
Well, firstly, I think it's we're a little dismayed, I guess, at the lack of consultation that the Prime Minister has conducted with Indigenous people. The Aboriginal Peak Organisations of the Northern Territory wrote to the Prime Minister requesting that we be part of the design of the terms of reference and also be part of the actual appointment of the commissioner. Now, I know that that in some respects might sound a little bit over the top, but given the Prime Minister's commitment only in June to traditional owners at the Kembe Handback that he wanted to do things with Aboriginal people, not to them, and in fact he's gone back and he's continuing to do that, is, I guess, a serious level of disappointment being expressed now by some Aboriginal organisations and people in the Northern Territory. And we do think that there is a shortfall in the terms of reference, that they don't deal with the justice system. It deals with detention in the Dondale Centre, but it doesn't focus enough on the system and why there is a systematic breakdown in that system.
They've chosen former NT Chief Justice Brian Martin, highly credentialed, but I've read criticism not personally of Justice Martin, but more generally that the NT judiciary is part of the problem. How do you see it?
Oh, I think that's exactly correct. And Justice Brian Martin, in fact, contributed to some of those early judgments in relation to him sitting as a judge himself, but also as the Chief Justice, presiding over all the other judges that were delivering some of these sentences. So I think it's there are some serious flaws in the process of appointing Justice Martin. The peak organisations did request and strongly requested of the Prime Minister to look outside of the Northern Territory to get someone totally independent of the Northern Territory justice system, but that obviously hasn't been taken into consideration now.
Just for the record, have you spoken to anyone in Canberra about the terms of reference and who should be the commissioner? Has anyone from the Northern Land Council spoken to anyone in Canberra about that? Have they called you?
No. We haven't been approached. I think the announcement by the Prime Minister in terms of who he's appointed as a commissioner, but also the terms of reference, ignoring many astute Aboriginal people and organisations in the Northern Territory's involvement in that is, I think, very unfortunate.
The Northern Territory system is punitive. In the wake of the Four Corners story, there have been appeals by advocates of justice reinvestment to shift that model away from prisons to community-based work with kids like the ones in Don Dale. Should that be a priority now?
I think it's got to be part of it, but we've got to be careful that we do not have knee-jerk reactions and shift the burden and the problems to Aboriginal communities. This is a systemic failure of the Northern Territory government and the justice system, and particularly with Aboriginal people, because 90% of the detainees in juvenile detention are Aboriginal, so they need to make sure that what this commission will investigate is, taken heed of. And secondly, they need to work with the Aboriginal community to come up with long-term solutions. And they need to also consider diversionary programs and not just continue to go on their merry way of jailing Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory and incarcerating them in these ridiculous facilities.
And Joe, this weekend is the legendary Garma Festival in the Top End. It's, I think, 18 years old this year. Rich celebration of culture and the arts. But it's also a time for some pretty frank talk about the issues confronting Australia through Indigenous eyes. Now, the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, who's been unavailable to talk to us this week, will be fronting Garma. What sort of reception do you think he'll get after the perceptions this week that he bungled responses on the NT situation?
I think there'll be some very frank conversations with the minister, quite frankly, there needs to be some questions put to the Indigenous Affairs Minister about his role in this youth detention situation as a responsible minister in the federal government. And I would expect that there would be some people at Garma this weekend very willing to pose those questions of the minister.
Northern Land Council CEO Joe Morrison speaking to RN Breakfast earlier this morning.